Welcome to another special KNGN Festival of Grace Share-a-thon interview. With me, I have Marilyn Anderson. Marilyn, can you introduce what you're going to be talking about to our listeners today?
Yes, I'm going to be talking about the community supper that is held in the basement of the Methodist Church in McCook, Nebraska.
So how long have you been, because you kind of run the community supper a little bit. You're kind of the official head, right?
I have been the coordinator for about 10 years. And it just continues to grow. And we are looking for a coordinator. If anyone would be interested, why, they could give me a call or they could call the Methodist Church. That's just where it's located. That's where we kind of do the business out of.
So what is the community supper? Is it just for certain people? Is it for everybody? When is the community supper? Kind of describe it a little bit to us.
Well, the community supper is a community project. And it's held every Thursday night, and this is for anyone that needs a good hot meal. We try to reach out to people that maybe are having a hard time or whatever they need, you know, whatever their needs are. Mm-hmm. That's what we're there for, and we do it every Thursday night. And this is all by volunteers. I coordinate it so we know that we're going to have a meal, and we have, well, the present time, we plan to cook for at least 125. And we deliver meals to shut-ins if they are not able to get out or if they're ill for some reason. You know, they can go on the list and go off the list, whatever. And we're doing about 30-some of those meals every Thursday night. And we just welcome anyone that is hungry or, you know, maybe they want fellowship. A lot of single people need that fellowship, and it really helps them just to come down and visit and have a nice hot meal.
So how is community supper supported? Do people give food donations? Do people give financial donations? How does that get taken care of?
Basically, we run on donations. And that's exactly how we run. Everything is donated either by money or by food. We have some groups that will call me and they'll say, we would like to serve the supper at a certain date. And so that they are responsible for the meal that day. And otherwise, we have hoping for donations that come in from other people that we can buy the food so we can provide a meal. And we just figured this up the other day. We serve almost 7,000 meals a year.
Oh, wow.
So that is a lot of food.
That's a lot of food.
And I've tried to keep it down so it's not much over $2 a meal. And that always tries to include a dessert, salad, and, you know, the basic main course. Mm-hmm. And, of course, drinks. And it's all by volunteers. Anyone that would want to volunteer, all they need to do is come down to the church about 2:30 on Thursday afternoon, come in on the south side, and then go down the steps, and they will see that there's somebody down there working. And they can come anytime from 2:30 to probably 7. We always pretty much say we're going to be out of there by 7. And they can help prepare, they can help cook, they can help decorate the tables, they can help serve depending on what time they come, they can help just with cleanup. I mean, there's always some job to be done.
There's always something to be done.
There is.
You know, this also sounds like something like a civic organization could get involved in. So let's say, you know, if you have a civic organization or a church organization at your church, this would be a possibility to say, hey, you know, maybe the third Thursday of each month, we will provide the food, or, you know, or we will provide the workforce or whatever it may be. It's a great means by which, you know, people can get involved in taking care of other people in that capacity. Do you are there any other civic groups involved with you guys right now?
Well, when you mentioned civic groups and that, we do have groups that I can kind of plan on through the year. Like Rotary, for example, usually does it twice a year. The elementary school teachers usually try to do it a couple times a year. I've been connected with the school for many years, and I don't know if that's why, but anyway, they do, and I welcome anybody.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And the PEOs do it. I talked to the Boy Scouts the other day, and it sounded like they might want to do that one of those this summer. They said, well, we can pretty good cook. So mm-hmm. I said, well, you just come right
you
on
just
down.
If anybody would like any more information about the community supper, where would they go to find that?
Probably the best way would be to call Marilyn Anderson and call her at 350-0438. And she can probably give you most of the information that they would like. And if they want to book a meal, I'm sure she will book them right up.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming out, talking to us about the community supper, and we hope everything goes extremely well for you guys.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we're going to head back to programming already in progress.